One of the biggest challenges that choir directors face is finding and selecting repertoire for their choirs. Finding and selecting repertoire can be so frustrating and so incredibly time-consuming, which is why I created a resource to help you do just that. The Choir Director Corner Choir Repertoire Lists. And in today's episode of the podcast, I will discuss 7 reasons the recommended repertoire list can help you program your next concert while saving you time and making it an almost painless process. Let's get into it. Here we go. Welcome, my friends, to the Choir Director Corner podcast. My name is Matt Walker. I am your host. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining me for today's episode. Well, as I mentioned in the intro, today is all about repertoire and how maddening it can be to try to find repertoire for our choirs. Yeah, first it's just finding the repertoire and then actually going through the process of selecting it. It can be incredibly time consuming, incredibly frustrating. And so one of the resources that I have created to help choir directors in this never-ending process is the Choir Director Corner Choir Repertoire Lists. And so in today's episode, I'm going to talk about 7 reasons why the CDC recommended repertoire list can help you program your next concert simply and easily with hopefully not too much of a painful process, right? I can't guarantee it's going to be a painless process, but I hope it's almost a painless process, and I hope this resource can save you a lot of time and avoid a lot of frustration on your part as you search for repertoire for your choir. All right, so 7 reasons that the repertoire lists can help you program your next concert. Here we go. Reason number 1. All of the selections listed are high-quality pieces that either I have programmed in the past with my choirs or that come highly recommended from other successful choir directors. You can rest assured that all of the pieces listed on the repertoire list will provide a wealth of learning experiences for your singers. And that's really what it's about, right? What is the music that we're selecting? What is it going to teach our singers? Is it going to provide some really interesting and in-depth learning experiences? Or is it just kind of something that's surface level before we move on to the next piece, right? We want these pieces that are really going to have these incredible, fantastic learning experiences for our singers. So that's 1, high quality literature. 2, there's no fluff in these repertoire lists. Now, yes, there are some lighter, some more humorous pieces of choral literature, okay? But all of the pieces on the repertoire list are sure to have substance. They are pieces that will engage your singers and make them think, as well as provide an enjoyable rehearsal and performance experience. So you don't have to worry about wasting time sorting through rep that's fluffy or trite or dull or unimaginative or that really sickly sweet stuff, right? I don't do any of that stuff. And so for that reason, you won't find any of that on these repertoire lists. So I'm saving you some time, cutting out the fluff, yeah? Cutting the fat. Reason 3. There are several repertoire lists in this set. It's really a set of repertoire lists. And the lists are organized by ensemble and difficulty level. This cuts a lot of the searching and the guesswork out of the process, right? You can simply go to the voicing of the ensemble and the appropriate difficulty level and get started. There are anywhere from 40 to 50 music selections on each list. So there's lots of music to choose from, but it's not so much that it's overwhelming, right? If you go to some of these websites and you're doing a search and you put in your parameters and it says, you know, 45 pages worth of music to sift through, it can really feel overwhelming. So the idea is that I'm putting these lists together where there is quite a lot to choose from, but it's not totally overwhelming when you look at it. Now, as far as the different repertoire lists, there's currently a list for SAB, which is appropriate for middle school and also for smaller high school ensembles. If you've got a smaller, maybe less experienced program, there's a list for SATB at a beginning difficulty level. Two volumes currently for SATB at a medium difficulty level, and two volumes of SSA at a beginning slash intermediate difficulty level. And there's going to be more lists added in the near future, including lists for TTB choir and also some lists for those medium to advanced difficulty levels in each different voicing. So there are several already currently that exist, and there's going to be some more that I add to it as we go along. So that's reason number three. Reason number four, have you ever spent hours finding the perfect piece for your choir only to find out that the music is out of print? This has happened multiple times to me, often when I'm using other repertoire lists that are, you know, supposedly dependable, right? And so I'm finding music on these lists and I go to find sheet music and it's out of print. So incredibly frustrating, and it's so annoying because of the time that I've wasted. Well, no worries here. Sheet music is readily available for all of the music on these lists. Nothing is out of print, and you have all the information to easily find sheet music for each selection, including the publisher of each piece. So that's reason number four. Reason number five, a performance link for each piece is included. It's really helpful to hear a performance of the piece when doing a repertoire search, even if it's a studio recording. It can still be incredibly helpful because you're evaluating the difficulty level of the music, and also you want to get a sense of the style of the piece. And so this is why I've included a link, a URL link, to a performance to each selection on the repertoire list. So that's reason number five, performance links. Reason number six, variety was a top priority when I created these lists. That means you will find a wide variety of composers, a wide variety of musical styles, a variety of time periods, a wide variety of languages, and a lot more. If injecting more variety into your concert programming is a top priority for you, then these repertoire lists will definitely be of value to you. And last but not least, reason number seven, the lists are easily accessible in Google Sheets format. So you simply make a copy of the Google Sheets, and you always have your own copy in your own Google Drive that you can have and easily sort, modify, and tweak for your personal use. Now, there's been a lot of work, a lot of hours that have gone into these choir repertoire lists. And so I'm super excited to share them with you. My hope is that they will be invaluable resources in your never-ending search for repertoire for your choirs. You can get your own copies of the CDC Choir Repertoire List by becoming a member of the Choir Director Corner Community Membership. The membership includes dozens of resources available to our members. There's online courses, rehearsal strategies, worksheets, templates, rubrics, a private Facebook group, and a lot more. To sign up, head on over to choirdirectorcorner.com/membership. Again, that's choirdirectorcorner.com/membership. Well, that's it for today's episode, my friends. I hope this episode has provided some inspiration and motivation for you to nail down the repertoire selections for your next concert. Keep doing your thing, keep being awesome, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Choir Director Corner podcast. Don't forget to check us out over on Facebook at www.choirdirectorcornergroup.com.